This is Morning Edition. This summer, WUNC hired 6 teenagers from around the listening area and trained them to work as reporters. We asked them to tell us something about themselves and their community. In the first of our stories, our reporter from Cary explores what it means to be an Indian American.
I'm Gayathri. I'm 17, and 2 weeks ago, I got a summer haircut. Yeah, I know, it doesn't seem like a big deal, but it's been 5 years since I've gotten a real haircut. You see, to me and my dad, these 18 inches mean a lot more than just cosmetic change.
So if I want my kids to look beautiful, to look traditional, divine, Indian, whatever, just a long hair kind of goes with it.
Cutting my hair means shedding a part of my Indian identity and replacing with something more distinctly American. I'm a second generation Indian American teenager. My parents immigrated to North Carolina before I was born, and I grew up here. Living between two cultures is kind of like a roller coaster. When I was a kid, I'll be honest, I wish that I were white. I couldn't stand the thought of being Indian because I just wanted to fit in. But my parents made a deliberate attempt to keep my sister and me connected to our Indian heritage. We learned Carnatic music, a traditional form of music from South India. That's me playing Veena, an ancient Indian instrument. I still go to class every week and learn Veena from my guru of nearly 10 years. It's ironic, because when it comes to ancient Indian culture, I seem to know more than my parents.
Even though I didn't learn traditional music, you guys learned traditional music, and I think that enriched your lives, and it certainly enriched mine.
I'm into Veena. I play, I practice, but at school when I'm around my friends, I play it down. I'm self-conscious about being too Indian. One of my biggest fears is for people to think I'm a fob. So, what's a fob? I asked my friends Youngmin Shin, Tia Valakuri, and my sister Brenda.
A fob is someone who is like fresh off the boat from some Asian country.
They don't assimilate into the community.
They've stayed hinged to their like previous values.
You could just tell that someone is fob just by looking at them.
On the other hand, I can go too far in trying to assimilate, and that's bad too. Then I'd be a coconut. Here's my cousin Keshav Sridhar and my sister. They say a coconut is
someone who's brown on the outside and then white on the inside.
Brown people who try to act like white people because they don't want to be Indians.
So they like refuse to accept that they're Indian. And so basically they over-assimilate.
My friends and I constantly walk this line between being a fob and a coconut. This makes life complicated sometimes. My family and I go to the Hindu temple every week. But my sister and I never wear casual Indian clothes in public. Right now, we're on our way back home from the temple, and we're still wearing our kurtas and churidars. We need to stop by the grocery store, but my sister Brenda refuses to go inside.
Daddy, everyone's gonna look at me weird. I don't want to.
I love to play Veena at talent shows, but I never bring Indian food to school. My friend Tia Valakuri doesn't either.
It was to the point where, like, if my mom packed something, I would just, like, throw it away. So she thought I ate it, but I didn't eat it. And so like I would just not eat lunch because I was so worried that other people would like be like, what's that?
Tia and I feel like we're in limbo between two worlds that will never fully understand each other. That worries my dad.
As you try to assimilate whatever was your Indian culture, you lose, say, 25-50%. And in your next generation, they're going to lose more of that.
I'm glad to claim two cultures as mine, but I'm never going to fit neatly into either one. I'm starting to accept that. For WUNC Youth Reporting Institute, I'm Gayathri Raghavendra.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.